This shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Pei Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis on the seventh wide line. Heichidami Bal Tshuva. What makes a person to be considered a Bal Tshuva? As Mepharshim explain, the word Bal Tshuva, Bal means a husband, Bal means an owner. A person has to do tshuva to the degree that he becomes the Baal, he becomes the owner of the tshuva, that it permeates his entire existence. Amr Rav Yehuda, Kigon Shabbos Liyada Dvar Avera Pam Rishayin Avishniya, the opportunity to come to Avera comes to him one time and another time, the Nitzel Himena, and he doesn't do the Avera. There's Machlaikus Rishayinim, what is the proper Girsan al Gemara? Is it, like we just read, that the person has to go through two opportunities to do the Avera and doesn't do the Avera? That's our Gersa, because these Rishonim explain the fact that he didn't do the Avera once is not yet enough of a proof that he truly did tshuva. However, the Rif and the Rosh say even if one time a person had the opportunity to do the Avera and he didn't, that is already a proof that he's about tshuva. Machir Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda showed Ba'isa Isha with the same woman, Ba'isa Perek at the same time, Ba'isa Makam in the same place. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that a true proof of tshuva is that the person had the exact same opportunity to do the Avera and he doesn't. That is a proof that the person is about tshuva. Rav Yonasan Munil explains it somewhat differently. He explains that how do we know what was truly the person's intention in doing tshuva? Was it sincere or was there an ulterior motive? Says Rav Yonasan Munil, if we see that the person was in the exact same circumstance, the same woman who he had sinned with, the same place, the same vigor, and still he overcomes and doesn't do the Avera, that is the proof that he is truly sincere about doing tshuva. But the Bnei Yisachar and other Mepharshim explain the Gemara this way. They say there's always an excuse why not to do tshuva. There's Oysa Isha, my wife doesn't let me do the tshuva. By Samakim, the place in which I'm living in is a place where people do Averis, it's a place where it's difficult to do tshuva. By Saperek, I'm not up to doing tshuva, I don't have time to do tshuva. There's always an excuse not to do tshuva. Tells us the Gemara, a person's approach should be he has to do tshuva, not look for excuses. On the contrary, a person has to do tshuva because he has to become a Baal tshuva. Amar Yehuda, Rav Rami, Ksiv, the Pasuk says until him, Ashrei Nesui Pesha, Ksui Chato. Person should conceal his Averis, the Ksiv. Yet there's another Pasuk that says, Mechase Pshov, Lo Yitzlich. If somebody conceals his Averis, he will not succeed. How do we reconcile these two Pesukim? So the Gemara Loi Kasha. Habachet Meforsim, I'm a famous Avera. Everybody knows that he did this Avera. He should say he could say it in public. Habachet Shein Meforsim, one that's not known is should not be mentioned. Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rabbi Nachman, Kam Averis Shevadonim Chaveroi, Averis that are between one person and next, he should reveal to the other person that he did an Avera and therefore ask Mechila. Kam Averis Shevadonim. A person should not reveal, he should just say vidui between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Rishonim and the Mepharshim point out that there are situations where everybody agrees that a sin could be mentioned in public. One is that if everybody is aware of his sin, even though it's an Aveira ben Adam Lamakoyim, he can confess in public. Another is like we just learned, Aveira ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Another case is a Gemara Masech Saita. The Gemara says that if the public wrongly suspects an innocent person of committing a sin, then the real sinner should publicly confess in order to vindicate the innocent party. The Nesivos and the Beis Halevi say that person who did an Aveira and received a punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu may publicize his sins and reveal the real reason for his punishment. Doing so increases Kvod Shemayim, because by revealing the real reason for his suffering, he's justifying Hashem's actions. And the Shmuz Chaim says that a Baal Tshuva may reveal his Averis for the purpose of inspiring and influencing others to do tshuva by his example, by showing and explaining how he personally succeeded in doing tshuva and going on Derech HaTorah. If that will influence others, then a person may say his averis b'rabim. And the halacha is that we should only mention sins that are not known, although only on these exceptions. Tanya of Yisrael Yudaimer. Adam Ava Avera, if a person does an Avera, Parmeshan and Michael, and the first time he's Nimchal, Shnei Michael, the second time he's forgiven, Shlishis Michael, the third time he's forgiven, Revius A Michael, but the fourth time he's not forgiven. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Amos, Koyamar Hashem, Ashloshi Pish Yisrael, for three Averas, I will be Michael them. The fourth one, Leah Shiven, I will not be Michael them. V'yomer, and there is another pasuk that says, Hein kol el yifal tel, all these things Hashem does, pamayim shalosh, two or three times in gever with a person. Two or three times HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael him, not more. Ask the Gemara, my v'yomer, why did the Gemara have to bring another pasuk to prove the same point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael him for three averes, but not by the fourth? Because v'chitem, one would say hani mil b'tzibur, that the first pasuk speaks about a community. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael. Avol b'yachid loy, but an individual. And as machloik is how to understand it, what the halach would be an individual. Most rishonim seem to learn that with an individual, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Michael him, even by the first avera. Others say perhaps by an individual he has more time. Toshma, the pasuk in Iyov refers to an individual. Kain kol ela yifakel pamayim shalashim gever. The Mefarshim explain that when we speak here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael for three averis, not for the fourth, we're talking about three different averis. Because as we will learn, as soon as a person does the same avera two times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Michael him. So we're speaking here about three averis, it must be three different averis. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Michael for three averis? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that a chazaka is only achieved after three times, so a person is not considered a Baal Aveira unless he did an Aveira three times. Another pshat that I saw from the Yalkut HaGreshuni is that the first three times a person does an Aveira, he has chus avos of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov to protect him. But once he does it more than three times, the chus avos can no longer help him. Tana Rabbanan, Aveira shesvadalem Yom Kippurim zeh, Aveira that a person said vidu over one Yom Kippur, lo yisvadalem Yom Kippurim achar, he should not repeat them next year. However, if he repeated them, Tzarech L'svad Hashem Kippurim Acher, he does repeat it. But as the Beis Elokim from the Mabit explains, when he repeats his vidui next year, it's not because the first Aveira, the first time they did the Aveira, and the Tshuva comes back. Once a person does Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Michael that Aveira, and the Aveira is no longer there. However, since now he's saying a vidui for this type of avera, it's appropriate that he mentioned that I have already, unfortunately, transgressed this avera previously. But if a person did not repeat the avera, the chaz v'sfadaleim, and he does repeat the vidui, all of a kasav, I'm regarding him, the pasuk says, kekelef shor v'alkiyai, like a dog who returns to his vomit, k'sil shor v'avlosai, so is it somebody who repeats his foolishness. Don't mention it again. and the Sharutshuv from the Rabbeinu Yoin explains why is the Tanakhama so strong that person should not say vidui again. Says the Sharutshuva, because if a person is saying vidui again, that seems to indicate that he doesn't believe in the power of tshuva. He doesn't believe in the power of the vidui that he did last year. That is unacceptable, and he should not repeat it. However, Rav Lezman ben Yaakov Omer, he disagrees. Kol shkein tshuva shubach. It's certainly praiseworthy to repeat it again. Shneim kifishua ani eda. I'm aware of my averus. V'chatosi negdi samid. My avera is always in front of me. Ask the Gemara, but according to Rav Lezman ben Yaakov, Elmanim kaim tekev shoy kai. How will he explain that pasuk? So the Gemara Rafuna, he'll explain that pasuk Rafuna. Dam Rafuna, kivin she'adam aveira v'shanaba. If a person commits an aveira and repeats it, hutruloi, it becomes permitted. Ask the Gemara, hutruloi salkadaitach, does it become permitted? And as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would explain this Gemara, he says, of course we knew that's not what Rafuna meant, that aveira becomes mutter. The Gemara is trying to ask a question to get us to understand what Rafuna is saying. Ela ema nas like a heter, when a person repeats an aveira, it becomes to him as if it's permitted. Says the Shem Shmuel, what's pshat nas loy keheter? A person, and we spoke about this, every Jew is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person commits an aveira once and then again, nas like a heter, he becomes separated. Heter means to open up the knot. He opened up the connection. He's opening that connection. He's opening the knot that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Dimri Emes. Now let's think about the other way. If a person does mitzvahs, what is he doing? He's tying the knot. He's coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La locha, the Rambam says, like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that a person should always remember his averus. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that in the case where somebody offended his colleague, his friend, and that friend was meichel him, then he doesn't have to do tshuva and repeat the vidui for. The tzarech lifer is a chait. The Gemara says that when one says vidui, he has to specify the avera. And like the Mishnah Berurah explains, the reason is because when he mentions the avera, he feels a greater sense of embarrassment, which brings him to do tshuva. Shenemar, as we find by Moshe Rabbeinu and Kla Yisrael, after they did the Cheta Egel, on the Chata Amazeh Chotog Gendoyle, the nation did a large Aveira of Yaslam Elezov. Explain specifically the Aveira. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says, Ashrei Nesui Pesha Ksichot, that you should not overdo and explain the Aveira, try to keep it concealed. Ask the Gemara, but according to Rabbi Kiva, El Masha Amar Moshe, how do we explain what Moshe Rabbeinu said that he did delineate the chait when he said the Yaslehem El Hezov? So the Gemara Rabbi Yanai, the way to understand is the way Rabbi Yanai explained that pasuk. The Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Moshe Lefen Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shloilem, Kesev Hezov Shebeis Lehem Yisrael, you gave Klai Yisrael so much gold and silver, at Sha'amru Dai, until they said enough, that was Garm Lehem Shiasel Hezov, that was what caused them to make the Egel Hezov. Ask Rabbi Chanan Vassaman, did you ever find a person that says that he has enough money? That here the Gemara says that Kesev Azov, they said that they had enough. Says Rabbi Chanan, this happened before Klai Yisrael did the Aveira of the Egel. Before the Aveira of Egel, Klai Yisrael were in a situation that they said enough, we have enough. Part of the Cheta Egel was that they started not being happy with what they have. La halacha, we do mention the chait, and certainly if one is using the standard version of the vidui, says the Magen Avraham, the ashamnu begadnu or the al chait, which doesn't speak specifically to an aveira that the person is saying, he certainly should mention all that entire Afchet, the entire Shamnu. If a person is mentioning, as the halacha requires him to, averis that happened that he did privately, specifically, the halacha is he should specify the chet, however, not say it publicly, just say it quietly. Says the Gemara, Shnei Parnasim Toivim Omdalam Yisrael. There were two great leaders for Klal Yisrael, Moshe and David. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yikosev Suchani, what I did wrong should be written. Shenemar, as it says, Yan lo yaman to be like the Sheni. Hashem tells Moshe, you didn't sanctify my name. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Aaron to draw water from a rock by speaking to it, and instead of speaking to it, they hid it, they lost the opportunity of Kiddush Hashem. So wherever Moshe Rabbeinu's death is mentioned, this Aver is mentioned. David on the other hand said, Ayi Kosev Suchani, my disgrace should not be written. Shenemar, at the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei Nesui Pesha Ksu Chata, it should be kept hidden. Says the Gemara, Marshal the Moshe David, how could we give an analogy to this difference? Lamad David Doimer, L'shtei Noshim Shalokah V'Bezdim, the two women that are getting Malkus and Bezdim, Achas Kilkala, one committed adultery, V'Achas Ochla Pagli Shvius, and one ate unripe figs of Shvius. Amam Oysish Ochla Pagli Shvius, the woman who was being given Malkus because she ate these figs, said, I request, let everybody know why I'm getting the Malkus, that they should know it's for this sin, not for the terrible sin, that I'm also receiving Malkus because I committed adultery. So they brought figs, these unripe figs, with tali b'tzavar, and they put it around her neck. They would announce, al iske shvius, she's only getting Malkus because of the Pagishvius. And as the Rivash explains, what is the Aveira of eating Pagishvius? Fruit of Shvius is allowed to be eaten. However, says the Rivash, the fruit of Shvius have to be eaten when they were properly ripened. Here, they were eating the fruit before it was ripened, and that's why they were getting Malkus, Malkus Mardus. However, says the Chazon Ish, if unripe Shvius fruit falls off the tree, then they may be eaten. It's only to pick unripe fruit and eat it is what's prohibited. It says the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, the analogy between the Pagei Shvius and the Avera Moshe Rabbeinu is very strong. What is the problem? What is the issue with the Pagei Shvius? That you're eating them when they're unripe. You're eating them too early. Says the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, part of the Aveira that Moshe Rabbeinu committed by the water was that he spoke very strongly to Klal Yisrael. He called them Shimuna Hamarim. Listen to me, people who rebel. Says the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to say Musa to Klal Yisrael. He's supposed to say Musa to Klal Yisrael, but he was only supposed to say the Musa closer to his death. When he spoke to them in this Musar, Shimono HaMoirim, at earlier stage, before it was close to his time of death, it was like Pagei Shvius. It was unripe. It was too early. The first also explained this woman who was getting Malkus for adultery. We know that for adultery, the punishment is death, not Malkus. It must be that it wasn't a real case of adultery. It was only some sort of a Vizrayu, an offshoot of adultery for which there was Malkus Mardus. The Sefer Iyim Menachem explains that the difference between David and Moshe is really a difference in their leadership style. Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever Klal Yisrael did an Aveira, would give them Musar and would tell them you did the wrong thing. Similarly, when he did the wrong thing, his Aveira is mentioned. David HaMelech, however, took a whole different approach. He didn't take that approach in leadership where he would tell Klal Yisrael, do an Aveira. You did an Aveira, you did the wrong thing. And therefore, when he did an Aveira, it also is concealed. Says the Gemara, Mefarsim as a Chanofim. We expose the hypocrites. Nechil Hashem, because otherwise there may be a Chil Hashem. A hypocrite is a person who's really a Rasha, but pretends to be a Tzaddik. People may learn from his bad ways. That's why we have to expose him. Shenemar of shuv tzadik mitzitkoi v'asa avil. If a righteous person doesn't do righteousness anymore, he does the wrong thing. Then asati mishum afanim, I put his tongue in place, block in front of him to let everybody know. And says the Chafetz Chaim, there is no isser of lashon hara when we're mentioning something for a purpose. And if the purpose is that let everybody know that this person is a rasha, that's considered a purpose for which lashon hara may be said. Tshuvas hamuchlotim, the tshuva of people who are absolutely wicked, ma'akeves haparonis, still blocks punishments. Vabi shenechtem alav gzar din shaparonis, even if the person already was decreed that he should have a punishment, if he does tshuva, the power of tshuva is so great that it could hold off the punishment. And the Sefer Einei Yitzchak explains, even if we're dealing with a person who knows that his tshuva will not be permanent, he's mukhlatin, he's completely rasha, but if he knows, but if he tries to do tshuva, it still has the power of tshuva. Tshuva has the power that it will hold off the punishment. Shavas Rishayim, when we see Rishayim have it good, sof takala, you should know that at the end it will bring them, they're trying to do trouble. When they're quiet, it's not a good sign. Vershus authority, mekaveres espaleha, buries the people who hold it. A person who's in a position of authority may die early, as we find that Yosef, who was the Melech of Mitzrayim, the Yomis Yosef, the Kolechov, Yosef died before all of his brothers. Orem nechnas la, varm yetzimana. A person enters the position naked and he leaves it. V'levai shetayitzi kabiya. And halvai, a person should leave this position like he came into it. He shouldn't make any mistakes in how he leads Klai Yisrael or how he judges Klai Yisrael. The morale explains why harishus mekaveres is balea. Why is a position of authority bury people? He explains that when a person is in a position of authority, he's separate from the rest of Klai Yisrael. Somebody who's together with the tzibur, somebody who's together with the rest of Klai Yisrael, has the chus of the tzibur that helps him. But if he's separate from the tzibur, he doesn't have that chus, and therefore he mekaveres is bal. Says the Gemara, Rav kavan nofik lemeidin dina. When Rav would go out to paskin an entire amahachi, but svor nafshi l'ktala nofik, on his own will, he's going to death. But svor beis lesu of it, what he needs to do for his house, he doesn't do while he's in the court. He can't do anything else while he's in court. For Reikin Lebeis and Ozel, he goes to his house empty-handed. Levai Shtei Yitzi Kabir, Halvai should return home the way as he left without doing any avera. The point is, Rashi says that he can't work because, and he can't even take money to Paschal and Shaila, only Schavatola, only the money that he could get for not working at that time, that he could have spent something else, but not getting actively paid for that job. And the Mefarshim explained, not only doesn't he earn money, but sometimes he could actually lose money, because under certain circumstances, the halacha is that the dayan, if he paskin incorrectly, has to compensate the wrong party out of his own pocket. Rava kav nafik ladina. When Rava go out to a case, amahachi. But tzvu nafshul tali nafik, on his own will he's going to death. But tzvu beiselasi huavid, he doesn't do the wish of his household. The reikel and basel ozel, he comes home empty-handed. Vayichtei biyikitzia, kichaza amur basrei. When he would see groups of people following him to give him covid, Omar, he would say, im yalo l'shamayim siyoi. If somebody goes up, his covid goes up to the sky, of Yagia, and his head touches the clouds, Kiglolo and Netzach Yavet, he will perish forever like his own waste. Roy of Yoimer Ayev, those who see him will ask, where is he? He's not going to be here forever. Rav Zutra Kavim Kasla B'Shabbos of the Rigla. When Rav Zutra was carried on the Shabbos before the Yom Tovim, he would say it sheer. And Rav Zutra was a very old person, a weak person, he couldn't walk. So to walk from the entrance of the shul all the way to the front where he said the shiur would take a long time, and the people would have to stand that entire time. It would be a tirch de tzibura. He would be carried. So it was a tremendous honor to him as he's being carried and everybody's standing. So not to let it get to his head, Havoimi would say, "Kloy la olam chayson." Power is not forever. From nezel adar v'dar, the crown goes from generation to generation. So the Masha explains that pshat is that he used to say a crown could be given over from one generation to another. However, chayson, health, doesn't go from one generation to another generation. Look at me, I got ill, even though I'm a Talmud Chacham. And Mefarshim say, what was Rav Zutra saying? Rav Zutra saying, I could have had an excuse not to say the shir. I could have had an excuse not to say the shir. I'm old, I'm weak. But I have to realize, Kiloy la'olam chayson, I will not be here forever. So as long as I'm here, let me take the opportunity to teach Torah to people if I can. The Braisa says, it's not good to show favor to Rishoyim. It's not good when the Rishoyim have good in this world. It wasn't good for Achav they were shown favor in this world. As the Pasuk says, Yanki Nechna Miponai, because he humbled himself before me, I won't bring it in his time. El Yoat come to give Avchav Musar, and he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy him and his entire family. When Achav heard this, he fasted, and because of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring that punishment to him, but he went back to his bad ways, and he didn't have a bad in this world, but he'll have it in the next world. The pasuk continues, L'hatoy tzadik b'mishpat, it's good for the tzaddikim that they are not shown favor in this world. It was good for Moshe Rabbeinu that he wasn't shown favor in this world. Because you were Mekadosh Hashem, as we spoke about in the previous Armid, if you had been Mekadosh Shemayim, you wouldn't have died. So Mefarshim asked that we know, Rashi teaches us in the beginning of Atam Nitzavim Hayoyim, the Hayoyim Molei Yomai Vishnoisai, that Moshe Rabbeinu said today was the day I was supposed to leave the world. So what's the Gemara saying that Moshe did not live out his days? So two answers are given. One answer he gives is that Moshe Rabbeinu meant that he died on Zayin Adar, which is the day that he was also born, but it doesn't mean that he lived all the days that he could have. Or another pshat that's given is that a person is born with a certain amount of years that he's supposed to live, but if he acts properly, he could be marich yamim. He could end up having more days than those days that he was originally destined to have. Moshe and Aaron, says the Gemara, lost that opportunity. Says the Gemara, Shreim Latzadikim, Loidayin Shem Zoichen, not only do they do receive favor and merit, El Shem Zakal of Neil of Neim Atzaif Kaladiris, for future generations, they bring credit to their children. Shekam Banim Hoyu Loy La'aron, Aaron had a number of children, Shiruin Lisarv, that should have gotten burnt to Nodav Evoyu, like Nodav Aviyu, Shinamar Hanoi Sorim. Elosh, Amalem, Schus Aviyem, the Schus of their father helped them survive. Elozen, the Summer, survived because of the Schus of Aaron. As the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah explains, how do we understand this? Because there are two words in the Torah, he says, that speak about something left over. Nishorim and Noisorim. He says Noisorim is a much lower level of leftover, like we find by Kotshim, the word Noisor. So he says Aaron's children were in the category of Nisorim. They were just left over because they were not Zoicha by themselves. It was only this Chus Aaron. Ask the Achronim. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in Spal of Kadosh Baruch Hu, said, Ba'aron his son of Hashem Ma'oy Lashmidoi, how Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah is what saved Aaron's children. So why are we saying that the schus of Aaron saved his children? So the Taisus Yom Kippurim answers that the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only should he not destroy Aaron, but he should save Aaron's children b'schus Aaron, in the merit of Aaron. And that was the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispowel and actually was given. Oilem l'Rishoyim. On the other hand, how terrible is it for the Rishoyim? Lo'idayin shemechayim es atzmam. Not only do they render themselves Rishoyim, el shemechayev l'bneim l'bnei b'neim at soif kol hadoros, until all generations. So Mefarshim asks, the Mashal asks that we know the pasuk says poiket avoyin ovois abonim al bnei bonim al shleishim v'arabeim, that it's only for three generations or four generations. Here it says forever. So Mefarshim explained, punishment for an avera only goes 3-4 generations, but regarding yichus, who these people are, they remain the children of Rishoyim forever. Habibonim Hoyel Knan, who saw the nakedness of Noach and was cursed to be an eved forever, he had many descendants, Shuruyim Lisomach Ketavi Avdoi Shereb Gamliel. Like Tevi, who we find in another place in Shas, was a great Talmud Chacham, was the son, was from Canaan, was the servant of Gamliel. He should have been able to receive Smicha, El Shechayv Savim Garmelan, because he came from Canaan, he never received that Smicha. Says the Braisa, Kalmazakas Rabin, whoever causes the public to do good, Ein Chaypa Yodai, they will not come to him because of that. But whoever causes the public to do Aveira, almost doesn't have the opportunity to do tshuva. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler explains why does a person who causes the public to do good get such a kvalde geschar. He says that is a skula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that a person who does good for others is open to such great schar, great reward. The stipler explains it deeper. He says if somebody influences someone else to do good, so every time that person who was influenced does good, he gets credit for it. And not only does he get credit for the person who he influenced does good, when he does good, he gets credit for all the future generations of the people whom he influenced to do good. However, says the Brisker Rav, the Gemara says in the Masechta Avodah Zarah that La'asad Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have a conversation with the Goyim, and he's going to ask them, they're going to come to ask for schar, for reward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask them, but ma asaktem, what were you busy in this world? And they're going to answer, Ribbono shel Olam, habi shvokim tekninu, we made a lot of markets, habi machsos, you know, we made bathhouses, we made all sorts of different public projects, and everything we did was for Klal Yisrael, for the Lom Dei Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not accept that. Says Brisker Rav, we just learned in our Gemara that doing good for the public is so important. So doing good for the public is so important, why are they not deserving of schar? Answers the Brisker Rav, when do you get, if you really meant what you did, that doing good for the public really is important to you, so why did you become like that public? Why did you become a Lom Dei Torah? Just supporting Lom Dei Torah is not enough. If you think supporting Lom Dei Torah is so great, become a Lom Dei Torah also yourself. And I saw La Halacha regarding a Mezakas HaRabim Ein Chet Ba'al Yodai. A Shaila is asked, there's a person who was a Rebbe who taught Talmidim Shechita or different Avoidus HaKadosh, where we know that Yir Shemayim is the crucial element in success in these Avoidus HaKadosh. And there were Rabbeim that were concerned they shouldn't take Talmidim because they don't know if the Talmidim they're taking are really truly Yir Shemayim. So the Pesukim say, based on our Gemara, Kol Mezakas HaRabim, if your intent in teaching your Talmidim is the proper intent, Ein Chet Ba'al Yodai, you don't have to worry, your Talmidim will not do the right thing. In fact, to the degree that I saw some Paiskim say, if there's a choice, limited resources, to buy a Sefer Torah, or to print or write Svarim, and there are enough Sefer Torah in the shul already, but there are not enough Sforim that people need to learn from or daven from, it's more important to spend the money on printing and writing Sforim that will be used by the general public, because the person who does that is in the category of Kol Mezakis HaRavim. And the Gemara now gives us the sources for this. Kol Mezakis HaRavim Ein Chepa El Yodai Matama Kedei Shlo Yehu Ben Genenim. We don't want a situation that he will be in Gehenim, but Talmidah Ben Ganedim, and his Talmidah will be in Ganedim. Shneimar Ki Lo Yisazu Av Nafshi L'Soil Lo Yisitin Chesidecha L'Roi Shachas. We don't want you to go Gehenim because your Talmidim shouldn't be, you shouldn't be in Gehenim, and you tell me them in Gan Eden. Come back, this Rav Mandavi, and somebody causes the public to do bad. Ema speaking, the last tshuva doesn't have the opportunity to do tshuva. Shloihu be Gan Eden, and tell me them in Gehenim. It shouldn't be that he's in Gan Eden, and it's tell me them in Gehenim. Shneimar Adam Oishik B'dam Nefesh Ad Bor Yomnes Al Yismuchubayi. The person who does bloodshed, he will have to go to the pit. Nobody will support him. So we learned in the Mishnah, Ema after the Oshav, somebody says, I'm going to do an aver and do tshuva. Ema speaking. B'yodei lasis tshuva. Ask the Gemara, Lomli l'meima echtav asher trei zimni. Why is it said two times? It says, the Gemara could have hunam arav. Like Rav Huna said, that Rav Huna kivin sh'odam aveira v'shonaba, hotruloi. If a person repeats an aveira, it becomes mutter. Ask the Gemara, hotruloi sakataitach, does become mutter? El nas loike heter. But that happens after two times. So Mepharshim asked, if as soon as a person does an aveira two times, this is what happens, so why does the Mishnah speak about a case where he said Echtav Ve'oshev, even if it wasn't Echtav Ve'oshev, if he did that very twice, is he in this category? So Mepharshim say, when a person does an Aveira twice, it means that he did the Aveira consecutively, once and twice. In our Mishnah, the person did an Aveira, and then he did Tshuva, and then he does the Aveira again. Since he didn't do the Aveira twice consecutively without doing tshuva, so that's not what Rav Huna said, yet still teaches us the Mishnah that he doesn't aim at speaking beyond the last of tshuva. However, the Karban Nisano explains the Gemara differently. And with the Karban Nisano, we can understand the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, Ma'aymer Echtav Oshav, Echtav Oshav, doesn't say that he said Echtav Oshav twice. He only said Echtav Oshav once, which is not what our Mishnah taught us. Pshat's like this. If a person does an Aveira, so Rav Huna says that to be considered really about Aveira, he has to do the Aveira twice. However, when a person is saying, he's premeditating, I'm saying I'm going to do the Aveira, it wasn't that he fell in or he was succumbed to an Aveira, he has a whole calculation, Echtav Oshav, such a person, says the Rambam, that even if he does the Aveira once, he doesn't have the opportunity to do tshuva. However, the Sfas Emes says, why does the Mishnah and the Gemara say Echtav Oshav twice? Because perhaps a person will say, you know why I'm doing an Aveira? Oshav, in order that I should be able to do tshuva. That's why, if that's your purpose, it's not the right thing to do, but it could be heard. But why Echtav Oshav twice? That's unacceptable. Rameya Shapiro, based on this Sfas Emes, explains a pasuk in the Chumash in dialogue between Yosef and the wife of Potiphar. When she tried to seduce him, Yosef said, "Veich esa roag doil hazois v'chatosi lelakim." So he explains, Eishes Potiphar said, "Do the aveira in order that you should be able to do tshuva," and perhaps that's what Rashi means when say, "You'll be with me in Gan Eden, because you'll do tshuva." Ubamakum shabali tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemur michayel lamed. Why did Yosef respond? First of all, v'ech es ara gedoyla. If I want to do an aveira in order to do tshuva, I don't have to do such a great sin of adultery. Furthermore, v'chatasi lelakim, I've already unfortunately done aveiras. So if the purpose is that I should do an aveira to do tshuva, I already did aveiras for which I have to do tshuva. Mishnah said further, if somebody says Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, and when you do an Aveira in Yom Kippur causes a Kapara, Yom Kippur cannot help him. Says the Gemara, Lema Snisand like Rebbe. Perhaps our Mishnah is not like Rebbe, because we learned Rebbe said, the Tanya Rebbe Oimer, Akal Aveira Shematayra Ben Asa Tshuva Ben Lasa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper helps automatically. And says the Gemara, Phil Tema Rebbe, even if he says like Rebbe, Agav Shani. Rebbe agrees that somebody should do an Aveira and rely on Yom Kippur, that will cause him to have a kapara, certainly is unacceptable. Averis ben Adam l'makayim. So we learned in our Mishnah the difference between Averis ben Adam l'makayim and Averis ben Adam l'chaveri. Ramle Rav Yosi ben Chava l'Rabavua. Averis ben Adam l'chaveri ain't Yom Kippur Mechaper. Is it true that a verse between by another Mechaper Yom Kippur can't help but Ksiv Miyachta Ish Lish, if a person sins against another person, Filo Lakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts his tshuva? Says the Man Lakim, who is a Lakim? Dayonim. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means the Dayonim. Yochi Eim Seif. Let's go to the end of the Pasuk. Vimlech Hashem Yachta Ish, but if a person sins against Hashem, Mi Yispalwai, who will judge him? Certainly certainly there means Hashem. Hach kama emyecht ishlish, if a person doesn't aver to another person or fill like him, and he is moich and he does something that to appease him, alakim yim chalai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then forgive him. Vim Hashem yecht ish, but if a person sins against Hashem, mispal badai, who will appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The only thing that can help him at that point is tshuva ma'isim taifim. Amrav Yitzchak call magnet as chaveroi, whoever aggravates his colleague, a feel with varm, even through words, tzarech lefaisai, has to ask mechila. Shnema, b'ni, my child, imaraft l'reyecha, if you became a guarantor for your friend, kato azar kapecha, you stuck your hand out for a stranger, nekashta b'mepicha, if you became caught up with the words of your mouth, asay azois asayfa b'ni v'atznitzo, do this to be saved, kibos v'kaf re'echa, leis his rapes v'chav re'echa. Imamin yesh b'yotcha, if you have your friend's money, hataloi pisas yad, open up your hand to pay him. V'mlav, if not, habel of re'im, bring a lot of friends to get into imachliu. And as the Mepharshim explained, the point is that even if you just aggravated a person with words, still it should be treated as if you stole. If somebody steals from someone else, he realizes that he has to make sure that he returns the money he stole. Similar action should be done even when somebody just aggravates someone else. Varav Chizda, v'tzarech l'faisoi, how should he ask mechila? B'shol ashur sh'shloish me'adam. Three lines of three people. Shnemar, yashal anoshim, v'yoymar, Chatasi v'yasha havesi v'lashavali. I says three things. Chatasi havesi v'lashavali. V'aram v'yasha b'chanina. Kol avakash mot mechaveroi. Somebody who asks forgiveness from his friend, ayivakash mani yasha shalosh pam. He shouldn't ask more than three times. And the Ben Yoyada says, don't ask more than three times specifically. Shnema ona sonov atasona. Yaakov, Yos, the Shvatim came to ask Yosef Mechila, and they said it three times. V'meis, if he dies, take 10 people and stand by his grave and say, so there's a machlokes harishonim when one asks mechila. They were saying he has to ask three times with three people. Most rishonim explain that it means that the first, it's machlokes really, Rambam and Tor. The Tor says that even the first time he goes to ask mechila, he should take along three people. The Rambam, however, learns that the first time he should go alone, and only if that is not successful, then he should take three times three people, and the people he takes should be his friends, who will try to help him convince the person to be Michael. But as Ben Yoyada said, if at that point the person doesn't want to be Michael, under normal circumstances, he should not ask him anymore, because he's only making worse that the person who's refusing to be Michael is doing the wrong thing, and don't do that. The Gemara says, where do we know this from? From Yosef. From the Shvatim asked Yosef Mechila three times. Asked the Mashah, what's the proof that three times the maximum? Perhaps Yosef was Michael after three times, but perhaps if somebody is not Michael after three times, you have to continue asking him. So the Mashah explains, certainly Yosef would have been Michael the Shvatim after the first time. Why wasn't he Michael them after the first time? In order to teach us the lesson that our Gemara is now teaching us, that a person has to be Michael by the third time. That's how we know that three times is the maximum amount of times one has to ask for Mechila. However, the Gemara continued saying, if the person passes away, then you have to go to his kever. Says the Sfas Emes, that is only if you hurt the person while he was alive. However, if you hurt the person after he left the world, then you don't have to ask mechila by his kever. You can ask mechila of the person wherever you are. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah havle milsel of Abba Bahadei. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Abba had some sort of a disagreement. Also, Eishav Adash of the Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah went and he sat at the entrance of the house of Rabbi Abba. Bahad the Shaya Amsemayim, when Rabbi Abba's maid threw out the wastewater, Matazars for the Maya Reish. Drops of water hit Rabbi Abba's head. Omar, a Sunni Kashbis, so he said to himself, they treated me like a trash heap. From the trash heap, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks up a person. Shomer of Abba, the Nafikal Ape. Rav Abba heard this and he went outside. Amalei, hash to tzrichin al mapik adatcha. Now I have to ask you, Mechila, to ksiv leich hasraps rav reacha. Rav Zeira kavim leim milsabadi inish. Rav Zeira had some sort of a disagreement with a person. Vavachol of a tonil kamei. He would walk by many times in front of that person, or mamtzilei, making himself available, kehecha the nesiv v'nafalim v'date, in order they should be able to make peace. Rav havalei milse b'hadei u'tivcha. Rav had some sort of a disagreement with a butcher. Lo'as l'kamei, even though it was the butcher who had caused the disagreement, he never came to ask Rav mechila. B'mal yom t'kippur, on erev yom kippur om e'ihu, Rav said, ez l'anei l'fusilei, I will go to ask him mechila. Like the Mepharshim explained, because Rav thought that perhaps this person thought that I was the one that caused the disagreement. Pogba Rav Huna. So Rav Huna meets Rav on his way to this person's home. Amalei lehech kozama, where are you going? Amalei lepius leplani, I'm going to ask mechila from this butcher. Amalei oza abba letel nafsha. Abba is going to kill someone. Oza v'kamalei. So he went and stood by the butcher. Have a yosef v'kapele resha. So the butcher was sitting breaking the bones of an animal's head. He lifted up his eyes, and he saw Raya. Amalei, Abba, at, this is Abba Zil, Leslech Meswadach, I have nothing to talk with you. Bahadi the Kapali Resha, as he was breaking the bones of the animal's head, Ishtamik Garma, a bone, shot out, Omachi Bekoi, and hit him in the throat, the Katlein killed him. Because not only didn't he ask Mechil from Rav, he acted disrespectfully to Rav by calling him Abba. Rav have a pasuk sidra kamei the Rebbe. Rav was saying a shir in front of Rebbe. Ayel os Rav Chiyah. So Rav Chiyah came in. Hodl Reisha. So Rav came back to the, went back to the beginning. Ayel Bakapar. So Bakapar came in. Hodl Reisha. Again Rav went back to the beginning. Os Rav Shem Rebbe. Again Hodl Reisha. Os Rav Chanina Bachama. Oma. Kula hai ned of a nasal. I should have to keep on returning to the beginning of the shir. Loi Hodl. So they didn't go back to the beginning of the shir. Ikbid Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina was upset. For everybody else, you go back, and for me, not. Also, Rav Lagabei, Tlei Samal Yom Kippur. So Rav went to him for 13 years, Erev Yom Kippur, to ask Mechila, Tlei Fais, Rav Chanina did not want to be Meichel him. Ask the Gemara, Ve'echi Ava Hachi, how did he act this way? Vomer Rav Yosef Chanina, Kamavakish Motem Chaveiro. Whoever asks Mechila for someone else, Ayivakish Mene Yosef Mishol Shpamim, he shouldn't ask more than 3 times. So why did he ask 13 times? Answers the Gemara, Rav Shani. So there are 2 ways of explaining. One is Rav was different. He was Machmer on himself. Or Rabboi Shani. Since Rav Chanina was his Rebbe, with a Rebbe there are different rules, there you have to keep on asking Mechila even many times. Rav Chanina Eicha V'Hachi. Ask him, how did Rav Chanina act this way, refusing to be Michael Rav, from a rabbi called Mava Midoisa, whoever is nice, Mavion like Kopshov, if he's Michael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael, his Averis. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina Chal Machazalei L'Rav. Rav Chanina saw a dream about Rav. The Zekvu B'dikla, he was hanging from a palm tree. The Gemara, and they knew that if you see, called the Zekvu B'dikla, if you see a dream of somebody hanging from a palm tree, Reisha Haver. It's a proof that he's become a Rosh Hashiva. That Rav is going to become the Rosh Yeshiva, and therefore he will take away my position. Therefore, I will not be Michael him. In order that he should, being uncomfortable, being in the same neighborhood as me, he'll go move to Bavel, and like that, I'll be able to retain my position and not leave the world by Rav taking over my position. That's, so some say Pshat, some Rishonim explain the Gemara. From here we see that if it's for, if the person who Mechila is being asked from has a reason not to be Meichel, like Rav Chanina had a reason not to be Meichel, he has a right not to be Meichel. Others explain, the Bach explaining the Ramah, explained that Rav Chanina wasn't doing it for his well-being. He was doing it for the well-being of Rav. He knew that if Rav would be appointed Rosh Hashiva, he would not have any more the opportunity to learn. So he said, I'd rather that Rav should go to Bavel, where he won't be the Rosh Hashiva, and he will continue having the opportunity to learn, and that's why I won't be Meichel him.